What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computer's weekly tech podcast. This is episode 476, and our podcast this week is brought to you by CPS PC Cooler, which is a new brand to us, and they actually have like a bunch of cool products. I got to see a lot of these at CES this past week, and they have like all different kinds of cooler, air cooler, liquid cooler here. As you can see, they also have some really cool cases, and it seems like every brand is making cases for AI builds, and they have a really, really cool all aluminum case, which we will talk about. But you can check them out at pccooler.com. I don't know how they secured that domain name either.
Yeah, that's a pretty pretty good name there.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, definitely check them out, and we thank them for sponsoring this week's episode. Of course, my co-host, who I haven't seen since Christmas Eve, is Ryan. What's going on?
I'm just glad I remembered how to get back into this podcast, right?
Yeah, it's been...
Yeah, we haven't talked in a while.
It's been, a long time. I survived CES. I'm actually sick. I thought I was fine. I came back from CES, felt great. I was like, oh, I didn't get sick this year. And then yesterday, my throat started getting a little itch in my throat, and then started to burn. And then I barely slept last night, waking up with like, just it hurts to swallow. Yeah. Today, I've been like eating throat lozenges and drinking tea, and I feel horrible. I feel like I could have slept all day. So yeah, it's just,
I think I've only gotten sick like maybe once after CES.
Better to get sick after, because if you get sick during, you're like, you feel horrible, and you like, you know, we're working.
Last year I was sick before, I think,
or yeah, like, I remember that, sick,
like going out there, and it's that's horrible,
because you're like, well, and then great, flying just, when you're sick is not great either. So I feel lucky that one, it does feel like it's just a throat thing, and it does feel like it's gotten a little bit better today, so it's not like this big prolonged thing. Also that I didn't get sick during the week. But yeah, so this episode, guys, we're going to be talking all about CES. We are going to talk about a review and our favorite case mods of 2025. But after that, it's all CES, everything that I personally saw at the show and I want to talk about, because there was so much. Didn't get to see half of what was there because there's just so much and there's only so much we can cover. And obviously, Ryan wasn't there. So. Nope. You know, it was a one man show this year, but I want to get his reactions to a lot of the things that I saw as well. And if you guys are in the live chat, definitely say what's up and let us know what you think. Or if you have any questions about anything, because all of this stuff is brand new, like new product categories from some brands, some of the coolest tech that I saw, and just so much more. So we're going to get into all of that. But of course, we're going to start with a review, because over the past 2 weeks, we did post our, I think this was our last review of 2025, and it's in of a great case. This is the Be Quiet Light Base 500 LX. Be Quiet finally made a aquarium style case. They were holding off for a long time, but I feel like they did it right. It does have proper cooling. It's good to go out of the box. You can see I have the white version here, but you can get it in black as well. Ships with four of their LX. They're light wings LX120 fans. Three are mounted in the side, one mounted in the back. We have a full video on this on our YouTube as well, so if you want to check that out, you definitely can. But a full long form video review as well. And this case is actually designed quite nicely. So you have your tempered glass panels giving it that aquarium style. And then on the front, you have this sort of intake right here. So typically when it comes to these style of cases, we usually just see a side mount, like a dedicated side mount, where your back panel is where that side cooling comes in. They've actually cut the front open to give that sort of like an intake. And then they've angled the fans. And by angling the fans, they're actually going to put air right to your GPU instead of, you know, side mounts just going to go in directly this way. Then that has to like essentially hit off of the your side panel and then kind of go back in. This is more efficient. So that's kind of what they've done here. Also, lots of connectivity, USB 3.2 Gen 2 right here, the Type-C, and then two USB A's on the side there. really sleek. And one thing I actually really like about this side mount cooling is that it's really easy to access. So it's just a bracket that if you remove the top of the case, you just pull that entire cooling bracket out. So if you did want to switch up the fans, you can easily go ahead and do that, which is definitely nice. So really, really like that. You can see the side here again, that tempered glass window. You can also see that we do have support for back connect motherboards. So if you were installing something like Asus BTF or something like that, you're definitely covered there. Now, this is not like a massive case. It's pretty compact, which I do like because, again, these smaller compact cases, they're really good. Like I have the Lee and Lee here. It's like I'm looking at it. It's great to put on your desk if you did have a really big monitor, which I do have, which is a 49-inch. So, and then the back here is just going to be all ventilated. And then moving around to the back, you can kind of see this is a interesting design here. So two compartments, which these typically are. So we have our motherboard on one side, that rear cooling fan. And then we have this section here. And the cool thing about this is that there's two places to put your power supply. So if you're doing a back connect motherboard, all those ports are going to be blocked if you put it down here, but you can move it up and put it up here and it won't block, you know, those back connections if you are doing back connect. So I definitely That's like nice. That. So yeah, really, really like that. We do have Old Man in the chat. He says, I'm glad I caught the podcast this week. Yeah, we've been missing you, the Pat. Like, it was the last podcast we didn't see you. So good to see you in the live chats. And then getting inside the case is really easy. So we do have those tempered glass side panels or tempered glass panels. And there's just this little divot here. You kind of put your finger in there and just put some pressure on the panel. And the panel does release and the panel sits there. So it's going to sit there open. So you can pick it up really easily. It's not going to fall, which I really like there as well. And then getting inside, again, ATX motherboard supports, back connect motherboard, as I said. And then there is a cooling bracket towards the bottom. It is recessed down into the bottom of the case. This has become quite standard. I saw a lot of cases at CES that have this as well. And I really like it. It makes it so... Again, the case that I have, the fans take up space and like my graphics card sits like
almost. Yeah, I like this a lot.
So it recesses them down. It also cleans up the wiring because your wire is going to come out here and then you can bring them out here or just take them fully behind the motherboard tray. So really like that design there as well. And then on the back, we get a full fan and ARGB controller here in fan hub. So it supports up to 6 ARGB connections as well as 6 fans. So everything is pre-wired to this too. So, you know, you really don't have to do anything, when you get this. So if you're a newbie, you don't have to connect anything. Everything's pre-wired to this. And then with this hub, you can actually go ahead and bring it to your motherboard if you want to. So if you wanted ARGB control from your motherboard, you can connect this controller to the motherboard. You know, there's a pass-through, so you don't have to worry about that either. But by default, it's connected to the case, and I'll show you how all of that works. You can see back where the power supply goes in the back there. And again, this tray at the top right here, this is actually for to mount the power supply in that higher spot. So, and then the actual... fan hub here, it's on a storage bracket. This is the only storage bracket in the case, and this storage bracket supports 3 SSDs because we have the hub actually taking up space here, or 2 full-size hard drives. So you can put full-size hard drives on here as well. So decent amount of storage, but it kind of sucks that if you know if you're making use of this, you lose a storage.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a bummer, but really good wiring. And because this is the white version, like every wire is white. Sometimes you don't always get that. So all the wires, all the connectors, everything is all white. So some nice attention to detail there. When it comes to installation, it was very easy, lots of room to work with. I, however, didn't like that in order to install your drives, you have to remove this entire section. This entire storage bracket, right? But the problem is that your fans are pre-wired to this.
Yeah.
So you have to disconnect them and then put your drive on and then put the whole thing back. again, for a beginner, like I said, everything's pre-wired. It's just a little cumbersome thing to do. You know what I mean? That was kind of like the only issue I really had with installation. You know, full-size graphics card support, wiring was really easy. Everything went in no problem. Super clean build, as you can see here too. So really like that. And then the back, you can just hide everything. There's more than enough space to do all of that as well. And then when it comes to the actual lighting, so the lighting's controlled with a button on the front of the case, and this allows you to go through different colors as well as different effects. So there is a circular effect for each color that kind of goes around the fan in a circle. There's also a breathing effect for each color, and then you can have it breathe between colors. You can also do a rainbow wave effect as well, and you can kind of see what it looks like from the front of the case. And then from
the side, the front, how you like see like that opening just kind of has that glow of the fans. I like that.
Yeah, definitely like that. And again, you can see all the different colors and the rainbow wave that you can get there as well. And again, you're not stuck with this. Of course, you can connect that you can connect that hub to your actual motherboard and then do all of your RGB controls with that. So you can match the colors of your other fans or the colors of your RAM or the colors that are on your motherboard to the fans as well. But it looks really good all lit up. I think it looks really, really good. So I definitely like that. And then as far as performance, performed quite well in our testing. Very quiet too. Those fans are super, super quiet, which I like. And it's nice that it comes with four fans out of the box. So a lot of these sort of dual chamber cases don't ship with any fans, you know, or like the cheaper ones will ship with like non-PWM fans. These are PWM fans. These are, you know, and it comes with a hub. It comes with everything. So if you didn't want to connect anything to your motherboard, you're essentially good to go. So I really like this case. I gave it a 9 out of 10 and a recommended award. It's $144.90. And the white version has a $10 premium. So it's $154.90. So not, like I said, with the four ARGB fans and the controller, I think it's a really good deal at that price, because all the other ones that are right around like 100, 120, they ship with no fans. And then you'd have to buy fans. You'd have to buy your own controller. This comes with the controller. This comes with the fans. And they're pre-installed, which saves you some time as well. Yep. So definitely check that review out. And we'll move right along to Case Mod Friday. And of course, because it's the beginning of the year, we're going to go over the favorite mods. Each year, I pick five of my favorite mods of the year. And this year, we have some really cool ones. So we'll start this one off with Skull Crusher build from CZugga. And this is, of course, themed after the Skull Crusher gun from Doom. And it's kind of hard in this photo to see the actual... it's big. Like this is very big, but just looks like something out of a, you know, out of a movie or something like that.
Out of the game.
Yeah. Right out of the game. And these pieces, these skull pieces actually move up and down, which is actually really cool as well. So when it comes to like the scratch build or something that looks like it's out of a movie, this is definitely one of my favorites of the year. Like it just really is. And then moving on from that, we have the Modding Cafe Auris build. And the thing I really like about this one is that they put crystals in the blocks. So there's a crystal in the CPU block and it's using that pass through. So there's no there's no tubing from the CPU. It actually goes all through the motherboard. And then on this one, they put a little top on it. So it again has these cool little crystals. I just think, you know, when it comes to like builds, it like what's new? Like what are they doing that's different, right? And I think this one, totally different. That's the first time I saw somebody do something like this in a build. That's why I really liked it. And of course, you can't like complain about the gold and white either.
Yeah, it's a good combo.
Yeah, it just looks really, really good. And then moving on from that, we have the AK Mod Miku Core V2 Neon. I really like this one because it's like, it looks like a DJ deck, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's huge.
It's huge. Yeah, because like here's a graph, or here's the AIO, the 360 AIO. Here's a graphics card. Yeah. So, like I said, and this all goes together with the Miku themed products from Asus. And this thing, it all just went together, super futuristic. And again, looks like something almost out of a movie. And shout out to AK Mod for this one. And he had so many amazing builds this year, but this is the one that I thought just was super cool and super interesting. And again, we've seen like tabletop. This is essentially like a tabletop PC build, but I haven't seen one like this. That's like themed after, like, again, like a DJ deck. I don't think I've ever seen any.
Yeah. I mean, this one functionality wise, you can be a little limited unless you like put a glass top over this. Cause yes. It's not a flat surface, but it is very cool.
Yeah, this one's
yeah, exactly. Cool. Old man said mount it under a glass desk. So
yeah, just super, like I said, super cool, super interesting. Then we had the Billet Labs Wall-E. This one was incredibly cool because they have a video, which we have in the full article, how they built it, why they built it, how they custom made almost all of this. It's just super, super cool. And the amount of detail that went into this, like this piece down here is actually the graphics card. Like, it's just super cool.
I was like, oh, this is such a steampunk build. But then it actually makes me think of like, this looks like some sort of coffee making machine as well.
Yeah, it does. But it's all custom made and all like, again, check, like we have links to all of these here. Check out the article. We have the video. It's super detailed how they built this. And they did another one too that was really cool. But I thought this one was the best one that we featured this year or this past year. Just awesome. The way everything goes together and how they did everything. And yeah, just super, super cool. And then this one I really liked from GGF. This is their Cougar build. And the reason I like it is because it's so sleek, but the little accents of that copper just really set this off. I don't know. I think we talked about this when we
featured it. There's all the copper on the like the memory heat sinks, like you see it in, you know, on all those fins there. There's, I think that's a passive like piece of copper on the back as well.
Yeah, right, like, here.
Yeah, for some heat dissipation. Yeah, this is cool. And just the bright white just pops.
Yeah, everything. It just like the combination of colors and how this kind of just all came together, just super clean. And one thing I didn't notice, I don't think when we talked about it initially, is that the tubes actually go to the rear IO. Like, do you see that?
And come down through there. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool how they come down through there. I don't think I've seen something like that on like quick disconnects for like an external radiator, but yeah, that's pretty cool. I didn't notice that, but shout out to GGF for that one. And like I said, we have this full article that goes over all of the favorites from the past year. And then there's links to all of those. So if you want to check those out in more detail, like if we go into one, you can see that we'll have, you know, the full gallery.
You got to add me to the voting for next year.
Okay.
There's a couple more. Yeah.
The thing is, I limit
there's it so to many five. Good ones.
Yeah, I limit it to five, and there's always so many good ones. So it is hard to choose. And I kind of try to choose like a scratch build. I try to choose, you know, one that's in a traditional case. Yep. I try to, you know, so it is hard because we feature so many good ones. But in each article, you will see something like this with a full gallery. And then again, if there's a video, it's in there as well. So definitely check all of those out. Shout out to all of those guys. Just some amazing builds throughout the year. So yeah, now it's CES time. Before we get to CES, I do want to say that we picked the winner for the Fractal Design Epoch XL. And when I was picking the winner, I went through three people that were not subscribed to the email newsletter. That's the requirement, guys.
Say it every time.
Yeah. So again, if we're going to be having another contest here soon. So when you enter our contest, when I choose the winner, you have to be subscribed to the email newsletter. That's the requirement, right? And again, the first three people that I chose out of the for the Epoch XL, they were not subscribed, so they, you know, had to pick the next person. So just want to point that out. But move on to CES. And we talked about it probably weeks before CES or maybe even a month before CES. We're like, is there going to be an NVIDIA refresh, right?
Yeah.
Is there going to be an NVIDIA refresh? Well, there was not.
Nope.
So the big graphics card thing this year was high-end 5090s, right? So each brand had a super high-end 5090. I don't know if they were just like told by NVIDIA to do that. You know, not sure. But we'll talk about them. The first one is, the first one is from MSI, and it's their RTX 5090 Lightning Z. So this is actually the first Lightning card since the 30 series. So there was no 40 series Lightning card from MSI. And if you're not familiar with the Lightning series, that's their top end, super overclocked, super crazy card. And it's been, there's been Lightning cards for, I think, since 2009. They had all the old ones in their suite, which is really cool to see. Cool. We have a video coming on out on that soon. So stay tuned for that. Just a short video, but yeah, so this is the new 5090 Lightning Z. And as you can see, it has this massive screen. So this is an 8-inch screen on there, and it's the largest screen that's ever been on a graphics card before. And it's going to show all your stats. You can put whatever you want on it, which is cool. Another thing you might notice is that two power connectors? Yeah. So we have two 16-pin power connectors because this card can pull up to 1,000 watts of power, which is pretty crazy. This is also a limited edition card. You can see this one that we saw at CES was number 3 out of 1,300. So only 1,300. It will ship with this vertical GPU bracket because, of course, you want it vertical for the screen. It's also going to ship with the riser cable. So you don't have to buy your own riser cable either. So you get all that. As you can see, also, it is water-cooled. So it is water-cooled with a 360-millimeter radiator. They have redesigned their fans for this as well. So those are quite nice. 40-phase power design, which is literally insane. There's a 2,500-watt extreme overclocking BIOS available.
What?
But it does void the warranty. Yeah. The actual block, I don't know if we have pictures in this initial article. Maybe I have pictures in the... No, I don't know. I did a video on it, but I guess I didn't take photos of the breakdown of the card. So the actual GPU block itself in the cold plate goes over everything. So okay. It's not just cooling the GPU, it's cooling the memory, the VRM, everything. And it's one big piece, which is really cool. To see there as well. The backplate is actually carbon fiber. Part of it's carbon fiber, which is great, which is cool as well. I mean, they pulled out all stops for this. It actually broke a ton of 17 world records across different benchmarks, which is crazy too. So this is going to be their highest clock card, their best performing card ever. Didn't get pricing, but it's going to be expensive. And
yeah.
Yeah, and then here you can see the actual AIO and everything that it connects to. But yeah, I think they pulled out all the stops. In looking at all of the RTX 5090s that I did see at CES, this is the best one, just purely based on they threw everything at this, right? It has the screen, it's overclocked, it's water cooled, it looks the best out of the ones in my opinion. So
yep,
yeah,
I agree.
I think this is just awesome. So, yeah, 1300. You gonna get one?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah. Gonna be very, very expensive. Also, Asus had one, and Asus did something different. You would think it's gonna be some crazy ROG card or something like that, or like something that maybe it's gonna sit above Astral. Like, what can they do?
Right.
But it actually, it's actually a ProArt. So the ProArt was only available in a 5080. Now it's available in a 5090, which is actually great for people who want that pro art look in that high-end card, who are doing all of the graphics work, video work, things like that. These are 115 millimeter fans, so they're quite big. As you can see, dual vent design on the back, sleek pro art logo, that black and gold, which looks really, really good. Of course, this card compared to pretty much any other 5090, it has a type C on it, which we used to get on NVIDIA graphics cards, high-end cards, but this one will have that type C. And one thing that's actually nice about this, I'm sure I have photos. Do I have photos? In each one of our CS articles, we do have, I did not take a photo of the case. We do have a gallery of everything that we saw at the different suites. This is also essentially a two slot card, which is pretty small for a 5090. And they've actually designed the power cable much like the one that's on the Founders Edition. So it's vertical, so it comes out from the side. So if you are in an environment where you're using multiple 5090s, the power cable is not going to get in the way of the second card down there. So really like that there as well. Again, no word on pricing. They said it's going to sit below Astral in the pricing, so that should give you an idea of what's the actual price might be. So really cool to see that one. And then finally, Gigabyte had theirs. Theirs is the Aorus RTX 5090 Infinity. And this one has a crazy design. These are 120 millimeter fans. And there's actually a third fan hidden behind here.
I don't know what about it. It feels old school to me.
Yeah.
Like a mid-2000s design. I don't know why.
Yeah, this one's pretty interesting. So this is what they're calling their WindForce Hyperburst cooling system. Has a direct touch vapor chamber under all of that. The back looks super cool. Like the back of it looks really cool with the big vented design and the Aorus logo in the center. Just a prototype from what I know. Does it have RGB? I don't believe so. I don't think this GeForce RTX lights up. I'm pretty sure it doesn't. I'm not sure if it has RGB. They didn't have one in a system at all.
They just had it, on the wall.
Yeah. So like I said, I believe this one is very much still in prototype like stage, right? So here's what I think
you happens. Could easily add it like with fans or something, but I think it would be pretty cool if you could add some, like where it says GeForce RTX on those fan shrouds on the outside. That'd be kind of cool. Or
here's what I think happened with a lot of these cards. Is that, we were expected to have a refresh. RAM crisis happened. Obviously NVIDIA is going to prioritize other things. And they basically told all the AIBs like, hey, like we're not doing a refresh, have a crazy 5090, and this is kind of what the brands came up with. I think that's what happened. It just seems like that's what happened, right? Because this was all very kind of late in the game, right?
Could be.
Yeah, so that's just what seems like happens. But those are the three 5090s. I would say, like I said, the Lightning, if you were going to pick one, which one would you want, Ryan?
Yeah, I mean, that Lightning's badass. I do like the pro art look overall. But yeah, that Lightning is for sure the one I'm picking.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking too. So MSI, if you want to send both out of your 1300, if you want to send both Ryan and I one, we'd gladly take them. Yeah. But no, those were really, really cool there as well. And probably, you got to CES, you see a lot of tech, you see a lot of stuff, but like the coolest thing, and we saw it last year with the screen that goes up, but the coolest thing that I saw was Lenovo's rollable laptop. Last year we saw the one that goes up, right? This year they had a gaming laptop that starts with a 16-inch screen, goes to a 21-inch screen, and then goes all the way up to 23.8 or 24 inches, right? So, here's it at 21.5, and then it goes all the way to 24 inches there. And again, it starts at 16, which is really crazy. And to see this in action, we do have a picture or do have a video on all of our social channels showing this. You just press a button, it goes out, It's yeah.
It's like cool. There were plenty of people thinking it was like AI in comments because this made it to the front page of Reddit on a couple like front page, and then a couple subreddits carried it as well. And like so many comments, I was just reading through them, you know, looking, and people are like, well, this is AI. There's no way this is real. And
it's cool. It's crazy to see, because even when you're doing, like, you press a button, there's like a hotkey that you press to expand it and bring it back. And there was only two of these. This is very early prototype, like very early.
Yeah.
There was only two. And when you press it and you just watch the screen go, you're like, this is just so cool. You're like, this is just awesome.
I need to go back and watch. How does it treat like those icons on the left side, right? You got like your recycle bin and stuff.
Did it
slide with it?
I don't believe so. I believe it was set to this max resolution and you just brought it in and out. Obviously, when it gets more into a final stage, that will change, right?
Mm-hmm.
But think about having a laptop, right? And again, I'm all about the wider screen just for productivity, but even gaming, like, you know, like if you're playing something like Counter-Strike or a fast-paced shooter, you don't want a super ultra-wide, right? But if you're playing like an open-world game or a single-player game where you want that open-world experience, you just hit a button, expand your screen, and you're essentially good to go. This is like, I didn't explain, but this is a rollable OLED display. And yeah, it's just super cool to see. Like I said, check out our video. It's on all of our social channels. It's on our YouTube under our shorts as well. And yeah, this is very early prototype. I would say I didn't even ask. They just said very, very early prototype. If you would see it, it would be Christmas time this year at the earliest, probably. I'm guessing, right? Because again, these were very early prototypes.
Yeah, if there's and only two so far, you got a ways to wait.
They only had two, which means they didn't have a lot in production. Oldman said racing games. Yeah, it's the same thing. It's like when you buy a gaming laptop, you're essentially stuck to that size, right? And when you are taking it with you and moving it, like, it just would be nice. And a lot of people, like, they go home, they have a gaming laptop, they take it home, and then they plug it into a larger screen, right?
Sure.
This sort of solves that problem. It's going to be very expensive, you know? But I thought it was just super, super cool. And yeah, it's kind of what we wanted when we saw the one that rolled up.
Yeah, we're like, this is cool, but turn it on its side.
Yeah, turn it on its side. The one that rolled up, they have a new version, and it's also super cool. So this is their ThinkPad Rollable XD. Again, in concept, it goes from a 13.3-inch to a 16-inch like that. The cool thing about it, Ryan, is that on the back, they worked with Gorilla Glass, and the entire lid is actually made of this Gorilla Glass.
Okay.
And so normally when the laptop is down, this is what it looks like. So you're going to get these like widgets that you can put on the top of your laptop that look like this, which is pretty cool. You know, maybe if you're like in an interview type style or something, you could put widgets there, put, you know, whatever. Sure. And then when you actually expand it up, it shows the internals of how it's moving in the motors, which I thought was super cool as well. And then this part obviously moves up as it goes. I thought that was pretty cool as well. I think you would see this actually before you see the gaming laptop. And this one is part of the ThinkPad line. But yeah, super cool to see that. And yeah, that was,
yeah, I like that screen on the back. That's cool.
Yeah, definitely cool. Cause I mean, that's the screen that's rolling, right? That's the roll.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So pretty cool because it's not a separate screen. It's the same screen.
I gotcha. I didn't realize that. That makes more sense.
Yeah. So really cool. Like I said, definitely the coolest thing I saw at CES. It was really cool to see that. We'll move on from there, and we'll talk about both Asus and MSI because we did full booth tours of those, and some of the really cool things. I think one you'd be super interested in, Ryan. So first, Asus had a Glacial motherboard, which they only had one,
right? And it was in the system, right?
It was in the system. It's in here, right? And it looks amazing. It's all white. It has a 5-inch IPS display here. It has a vapor chamber for the top Gen 5 slots. It has so much, but like you couldn't see it. All the cables, like everything's super nice. This is a little locking mechanism actually for your graphics card. So that would unlock them and lock them down. Mm. It has a bottom plate that hides all your cables coming out from the bottom. It has like everything. It's an all white motherboard, but they didn't have like just the board by itself. So we can see it. Yeah. It was very odd. But it's one of the best motherboards that I saw at CES. I can't tell you like that much more about it because I couldn't see it. It was in the system, which is kind of sad. They also had a massive case. So this is their ROG Chronox, and this actually supports 14 fans. These are actually their new fans, and they're quite nice as well. Massive case, supports up to EATX, BackConnect motherboards. This fan bracket actually moves, so you can angle it just like how we saw in that Be Quiet case. Yep. You can angle those if you want to. There's a little mini screen right here. That screen actually comes with the case, and you can angle that screen forward if you want to. So that's really cool. And that screen is a direct connect into your motherboard with a Type C. So there's no like HDMI or anything like that. You plug it, just Type C, just easy connect. This case is huge too. It's like a massive case.
If you think about how tall four 120s is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge. And then, that's an Astral. So it gives you an idea of the actual size. Just a massive case overall. Here's the screen, as you can see. Just a huge case. $399 they're going for. And it has a curved tempered glass. They had it with the, I had them take it off, the tempered glass off to, shoot a lot of our video on it, but it has a one piece curved tempered glass and they took it off, but it looked like it came off quite easily. It wasn't one of those ones that was like really hard to come off. And a lot of cases that have curved, it's not tempered glass. It's actually just glass. Theirs is actually curved tempered glass.
Okay.
They kind of pulled out all stops on this one. Also, there's Type C's at the top of the case, and those do 60 watt power delivery if your motherboard supports it too. Dang. Which is kind of cool. Yeah. So yeah, lots of stuff there. Now here's what I thought you would like, Ryan.
I do like this.
So they have a new AIO, and this is their ROG Strix SLC4 360 ARGB LCD. Super long product name.
Huge name.
And what's really cool about it is that on their new motherboards, have this little pogo style connection on them, right? And the whole reason for that is for the AIOs. So there's no cables on this at all. There's no cables for anything. Everything.
Do the fans? Or
no,
they run everything?
I think they just have.
Is that this, just for
just display? To show? Yeah, just a display.
So they'll run it through the tubing loom, probably.
Everything runs through here, and then there is a identical pogo style connection. So when you install the block on the motherboard, that's all of your connections. Typically, mm-hmm. if you have a block that has a screen on it or pretty much any new block, it's going to have a USB connection. It's going to have some other type of connections that go out that are going to be for your AIO pump header for everything. It's just a pogo style connection on this.
That's cool.
Yeah, and they designed that they have new fans on here. This is a single piece. So this four screws, fully removable. I assume it's going to ship installed, but if it doesn't, it's still super easy. Just four screws.
Yeah.
You put in there to get this whole thing in. And it actually has a top RGB element on the front side of the radiator too. So that's going to show. This is a 5-inch IPS. I believe it's 720 by 720, but the whole idea of just having pogo style connections.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
No more routing cables out through, like up over, then down to the bottom of your motherboard where you have that. Like none of that. I think that's super cool. Now, if you still wanted to buy this AIO and you didn't have a motherboard with the pogo style connections, they will have a breakout cable for you.
You could easily just snap onto the bottom and route cables. You think this is something where they could license that technology to other companies. So like, you know, other companies could, you know, you want to whatever, an NZXT cooler to go on here, but you want to utilize that connection, right?
I think our motherboard
and it'll come with it. Probably not initially. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we saw that with the BTF connector, right?
Yeah.
And I believe they started licensing that out now. Could be wrong. Okay. But yeah, I mean,
I like this though. It's awesome.
And like, if you think about it, Asus is typically the one who starts something and then all the other brands sort of either copy it or use it to some extent. And again, one of the biggest pains of an AIO is connecting all those cables. And at the same time, like, you have your motherboard, you're like, okay, does this go in the fan header, the CPU fan header, or does this go in the AIO pump?
And you boot
header,
up, like, and it's like BIOS is beeping at you.
This just solves everything, right? You just put it on, and that's it. You're good to go.
Yeah.
So I like this a lot. Price on this one, no pricing yet. Early Q1 on this. So we'll have to get you one of these, Ryan, and a matching motherboard to see how all that works together. And old man said the simplifying wiring on it would make pre-built so much better. It's too bad something like this can't be standard. I mean, it could be standardized in the future, right? We don't know if they own the patent for that Pogo style. But again, once Asus does something, it seems like a lot of brands either copy or do like the similar thing, right?
Sure.
Maybe we'll see more motherboards with this style of connection, which again just makes sense. They also had some new peripherals, the Falchion A75HE. So we're finally getting a Falchion Hall Effect keyboard. So this allows you to do everything like SnapTap, all that kind of stuff. Tri mode. It comes with a hard shell carrying case, which is super nice. If you get the white one, the carrying case is white. If you get the black version of the keyboard, the carrying case is black. That was pretty cool. They also had their Scope 2 96 wireless, 96% tri-mode keyboard. This has mechanical key switches. Really liked that they actually moved the lighting on this to its downward-facing lighting on the actual switches. So the lighting is actually going to look better on this one as well. That one's coming in Q1. And then for their audio, they had two really cool audio products. So they have, which is essentially going to be sort of like their flagship. It's their ROG Kithara. And this, I would explain this because I'm not an audiophile by any means, but this is sort of like a headset for gamers and audiophiles. It sort of like sits in the middle, I would say. It's going to be $300, $299. It has this big open back design. And then it's going to come with this breakout cable, each ear cup is going to have a cable that comes out with it, comes down to it. And then you can either connect that to, you have a 4.4 millimeter connection, you have your standard 3.5 millimeter connection, and there's even a larger 6.3 millimeter connection for different types of audio devices, DACs, things like that. Also, you're going to have this other breakout cable that has your microphone. It has a separate DAC here. You can plug that in to your microphone and headphone connectors, either on your motherboard or on your device. Say you have a phone, or you know, you have a laptop that only has type C or something like that. That can go into the type C as well. This has, what are the drivers that are on here? This has 100 millimeter planar magnetic drivers, which I don't know much about audio, but from everything that I saw and heard, like headsets with those type of drivers cost they cost at least like $1,000. So they put everything together. The headband itself is metal. Like, it looks like they pulled out all the stops with this, which is really, really cool. So I definitely like that. And then they have these earbuds, which I don't know, Ryan, if you've ever used open earbuds, the ones that sit on your ears rather than actually go in your ears.
Nope.
So this is an update to their ROG Cetra. So they already had earbuds like this that go in your ears. These sit on your ears. So these are the ROG Cetra Open Wireless. And I did an audio test and these sound great. Like, the Asus suite was incredibly packed, tons of noise, but these sounded amazing. They, of course, have the tips, which means that they're going to stay on your ears. They also come with this neck band that will really make them stay on your ears. There's also this USB piece. So, you know, Asus ROG is a gaming brand, right? But if you're connecting over Bluetooth, there's going to be some latency. So what this allows you to do is plug that Type-C into any device. That's going to give you 2.4 gigahertz connectivity between the two. So you won't have that latency. Of course, really important when it comes to gaming. There's also a pass-through Type-C. So if you're using something like a portable gaming device or your phone, you can still charge it at the same time you're using the 2.4 gigahertz. So no word on pricing. That one is going to come in Q1 as well. So that was the really cool stuff that we saw at Asus. We'll move on to MSI. And MSI had a bunch of stuff too. Like there was some, just so much stuff at all these booths. But of course, we talked about the 5090. And I didn't mention with a lot of these booth tours, we have a full-length video if you want to check it out. It is in all of the articles. So for all of the overclockers on the AMD side, MSI had their MEG X870E Unify X Max. The cool thing about this, it comes with this little breakout box. So, Ryan, you've done overclocking. You set your stuff in your BIOS. You then have to go ahead and reboot, see if it reboots. If it doesn't, you have to clear the CPU. You have to do all that. Yeah. This little controller allows you to do all of that, like, essentially within Windows. You can set your values. You can do everything with the controller, so you don't have to go through that entire process. So that's really, really cool. It also has, let me see. It has an 18 plus 2 plus 1 power phase design, server grade design on the board as well. Yeah, just a really, really great high-end motherboard for overclockers. And it's finally great we're getting back to like the little overclocking tools, right?
Yeah.
Things that you don't typically see on motherboards anymore. So yeah, definitely like that. And then we have the new Pro Max series. So MSI has a new series of products. It's all called Pro Max. It's all designed in white. So you have a really cohesive build. So they have their Pro Max 030 case, their Pro Max 360 millimeter AIO with a digital display, a Pro Max X870E-A Wi-Fi motherboard, and their Pro Max 1000 PL power supply, which is 80 plus platinum certified. You can see all the products there in the case over there. So if you wanted like an all white MSI build, they have all the products. And these are going to be quite affordable as well. So they had that. And then for the not as affordable, but insanely awesome case, I saw this at... did we see this at CES early version?
I think so. Yeah.
And then I saw it at Computex, and now they have a finalized version. It's a massive case. It's huge. Sports EATX motherboards. This center motherboard tray can be rotated any direction you'd like. Supports vertical GPUs, as you can see. Comes with three, just to give you an idea of size. These are three 160 millimeter fans. All aluminum design, super high end, curved tempered glass on this. Of course, we're showing it without it. This center section can actually be completely pulled out from the case, and you can use it as a test bench. You have that there as well. Lots of other stuff on this one. You can see a version of it with everything installed, with a graphics card and everything like that.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's such a high-end case. They're targeting $699, should be coming out around Computex, which is in June. So summertime for this one, $700. But it's, again, super, super high-end. They also have a new, someone says, when does that drop? Computex time, which would be in June. Then they have a new high-end AIO. So this is their MEG Core Liquid E15-360. This features a 6.67-inch curved OLED. So we're getting curved OLED on your AIO. 360 millimeters. Again, we're seeing this on a lot of the higher-end AIOs. This is a single-piece design as well. So again, I would assume, just like everything else, that this is going to ship with the fans on it. But if you needed to do any maintenance, clean the fans out, it's just four screws to remove instead of what? 4 times 12. Yeah, so 10 out of 12 screws. So screen looks great as well. Here it is in the system here, but you can see that curve. So that one, 349 expected price coming out in Q2. They also have air coolers, and I actually really, really like these because I'm an air cooler guy. Two air coolers, both are dual tower, dual fan. One has a digital display right here. That's the Core Frozer AP15. I believe this one has 6 heat pipes. And then there's the Core Frozer AP17, which is a total prototype right now, so no word on if it's going to come out. That has a nice full-on display, which I really like there as well. And this is a big cooler. So that I believe that one has 8 heat pipes. So pretty cool air coolers there. And then coming down to storage, the one I wanted to talk about, which I actually have the old version, which is right here. This is the MSI DataMag. It goes right on the back of your phone. They have a new version, which is USB 4. So 4,000 megabytes a second on that one. That's the new one. So yeah, and like I said, we have a full gallery from MSI. If you want to check it out on the site as well, it is all in the article. Moving on from that, we have a new signature chassis from Inwin, and we did a full long form video on this as well. So this is their 11th signature, 11th or 12th? I forget. I'm pretty sure it's 11th signature chassis. So this is called Aeon. It's huge. It has this
enormous, yeah.
It has this sort of, I don't know what you want to call it. I wouldn't say like a diamond. It's like shaped like a geometrical shape. And it uses the same type of glass. If you guys remember their towel case. So if there weren't any lights on in the system, it would just look like a big mirror. But because we have lights in the system, you can see through it and you can see the hardware inside. It has this screen down here. This screen has an option to just show stats, but it can also display whatever because it's just a normal screen. You can put whatever you want on it. There's also controls down here that allow you to, there's a light here, there's a light down here. You can control the color temperature of the light. You can control the brightness of the light as well. That all can be done right here. Then there's a section right over here. And the case comes with a little RFID card. You place that on the actual, you know, this little section right here, and the back of the case automatically opens up. It's all automatic. It's all with motors. You don't have to do anything. It takes about 15 seconds for the back to kind of come out.
That's not bad.
That gives you access to this back piece. Again, all aluminum design in here. And you can do EATX motherboards, long graphics cards, two 420 millimeter radiators on the top and bottom. Also, you see this like little thing here. There's one on each side. You undo that and you can pull the entire sort of motherboard tray out to install everything. No word yet on pricing. It's going to be very expensive. They're only making 20.
Oh, wow.
Globally. So I think for the US market, they said you get half of that. So 10. So 10 for the US market, but really cool to see. They also had some other cases. They had their W31, which is going to be that curved glass 360 in the side, bottom, and top on this one. $159, so pretty affordable. They also have a newer version of their D-Lite. So we sold the D-Lite at Computex. It's kind of like their industrial look. The only change is that these side pieces, instead of being the aluminum, which they were on the original, they're just plastic. They do look nice. They don't feel crappy. The only reason is because of tariffs on aluminum would make this case very expensive because all the other pieces are going to be aluminum. So $195 for this. We'll ship with 4 ARGB fans. We saw this case at Computex, and they called it Wii U, which is very hard to spell if you don't know what it's how it's spelled, and it's also very hard to say. So they changed the name to the W50. This has the split tempered glass. It's all one piece, but it's split into three sections, three different pieces on the front and the back. So the back actually has tempered glass. This one's also going to ship with 4 ARGB fans. It's going to be 215. And then they have a finalized version of the covalent. So there's going to be two different versions. The one that they're showing here, this is for AI builds or workstation builds. Huge case. It's this case massive. These front pieces are made of steel, super heavy duty. This version actually has a tempered glass side panel. The previous version did not. This is going to be, what is it, 219 in ships with four ARGB fans as well. So that's what Inwin had. And we'll move on from Inwin to Thermaltake. And Thermaltake had a handful of things as well. The coolest thing is their dual system chassis.
That's so huge.
it's not that big, though. It's really not that big. Because really? It's tall. But if you
think that's true.
Like, here's a normal size case. You can see it's not much bigger. So this is their ViewCross TG. I believe this supports up to 14 fans. And then it can do two micro ATX systems inside. So you can see one and two. I think, you know, if you're either doing a gaming build and a streaming system all in one, perfect thing. Also, we see it like all over Reddit. You see it everywhere. We're like, there's a husband and wife setup, right? And they each have their, maybe it's like one big long desk. One has their system built here. One has it over there. Instead of doing that, you have this built in the center and you each have your own gaming PC.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool. So really like that. I don't think we have pricing on that one, but it's coming out very soon. It's going to be pretty affordable as well. I don't think it's going to ship with any fans. So you'll be able to, you know, if you don't want Thermaltake fans, you can do like the Li and Li fans, or if you want the Corsair fans or whatever, you can kind of do that as well. Then they're doing like some artistic stuff. They worked with this artist to create this custom TR-100. They're only doing, I believe, I forget how many they're doing. They're not doing that many, 500 units total, but it's only going to be like $10 more than the normal version. So if this is something you're into, it's not going to be super affordable. And it comes with like a certificate of authenticity and everything. It's the only blue Thermaltake case you're going to be able to get. So they're going to start doing this over this next year, working with different artists to come up with like a special edition. So I thought that was pretty cool. Then they're doing sort of what Silverstone did. They're going to have a couple retro cases. So there's a retro 260 TG and a retro 360 TG. And they said that this color is going to change because the factory messed it up. So it's going to be a little bit different of a color, but it just gives you that retro vibes with like the fake, floppy right here, you know, and that some of them will actually ship with these screens.
I like the old school monitor on the AIO. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be a new AIO that they come out with as well. That has that old school monitor, on it. So pretty cool that they're doing retro stuff. We saw how popular the Silverstone ones were, so it just makes sense. But these were actually really cool to see there as well. So that's kind of the stuff that they had. If there's anything else, we have some of their AIOs, but we'll talk about those. And again, we do have short form videos of all of this stuff on our social media if you want to check that out.
We have Richard saying hello from San Diego.
Hello also from San Diego. I'm in San Diego currently. So let's see. What do we? I'm getting lost here in our thing. Okay, Cyber Power. So you think of Cyber Power and you think of pre-built PCs.
Pre-built, yep.
But they actually showed a case that is they're going to sell as a standalone case. So this is their MA01. And the whole idea was like, what if Apple made a PC case essentially? So the motherboard sits recessed into the case a little bit. This case is totally designed for back connect motherboards. That is sort of what this is designed for. All of the fans actually have these grills on them. And the grills actually are essentially vents that push air into a certain direction, which is really, really cool as well. And it's just clean, like this nice curved here is just super, super clean. The top of the case actually has a steel mesh. It's the same type of steel mesh that's in like a microphone. So it actually
kind of woven.
Yeah, it's like a woven steel mesh. And it actually blocks out a lot of noise, which is kind of cool. So definitely dual purpose on that. You're also going to get the sort of analog buttons. And these are actually to change the RGB lighting on the fans. So what you do is one of those is going to be the effect. One of those is going to be the brightness. And I believe the other one's going to be the speed. And then when you press one of them in, it turns into RGB mode. So one of those is going to be R, another one's going to be B, one's going to be G, and you can tune in your color to the exact color you want, right? Because again, a lot of like software, they give you like 8 options, and you can sometimes you get the RGB wheel, but like this allows you to just like tune it in how you want and set it, which is really, really cool. There's also accent lighting on the bottom here.
I like the orange USB ports too.
Yeah, orange USB ports. It's just a good looking case overall. One of the best cases that I've actually saw at CES. So I'm really glad that this is not just limited, you know, to
their pre-builds. Yeah.
To their pre-builds. So really cool to see that. Again, one of my favorite cases that I saw at CES, which is definitely cool there. And then Fantex has a case that they're only doing CyberPower pre-builds in currently. I talked to the owner of Fantex and they said that this may come out. And we saw something like this. Oh, we saw this twice. This is like years ago. It's like a decade ago. Thermaltake had a case like this.
Yep.
The BMW designed whatever that was. And then also Razer had their full PC that was sort of like this as well.
Yep.
And the whole idea is that, you know, you have chambers. So like your power supply is in a chamber down here.
Show it. You're not showing it.
Oh, hey. So your power supply is in a chamber down here and your graphics card is in a chamber right here. And then you have your motherboard in this other chamber, and this is like glass here, and everything else is sort of like this, sort of like mesh design. It looked really cool. Currently, Fantex is only going to do this with CyberPower pre-built PCs, but I thought it looks super cool. It looks, you know, very innovative. 360 millimeter radiator can go in this side piece, and then you have RGB accent that goes all around and then on these two sections too. But they're like, again, they're just compartments for different pieces of hardware. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, compartmentalize it, and you got different cooling zones and areas, isolating pieces. Yeah,
so pretty cool to see. Again, don't know if Fantex will be coming out with like an actual version where you can just buy the case, but definitely really cool to see something different than your more traditional case. And then Cooler Master had their Cosmos Alpha Gold. So this is a newer version or a limited edition version of their Cosmos Alpha. If you're not familiar with the Alpha, it uses... this piece is metal. It's a metal sponge. It's very expensive to make, but it's a metal, like think about a sponge, but it's metal sponge. And it actually is a lot more efficient than mesh and everything like that. But the Alpha Gold version comes with this front piece that's actually made of 24 karat gold, which is kind of interesting there as well. So that was pretty cool to see. They also have, finally, their V8 coolers are coming out. These are the V8 Ace 3D HP. You're going to get a white one and a black one. And this uses, I believe, how many heat pipes? I forget. Multiple heat pipes. It has two 3D heat pipe modules as well as 4 extra heat pipes as well, normal ones. So this is a big ass cool. It's huge. Yes. But really excited to see this. Everybody, you guys seem to love this design. It's just a top cap. Obviously, it doesn't serve a purpose, but bringing back the nostalgia of the, you know, the Cooler Master V8. So they'll have that as well. They have new PSU technology which will alert you if there's an issue with your power supply. So you don't have any melting GPUs or anything like that. So pretty cool stuff there from Cooler Master. And then we'll move on to ASRock. So when you think of ASRock, Ryan, you think of graphics cards.
Yep.
You think
of motherboards. Monitors a bit.
Monitors, yeah. They started doing monitors and power supplies. Now they have liquid CPU coolers. So that is their new entry for CES, is liquid CPU coolers. We have a full-length video on this one if you want to see all of the new coolers. But they're going to start out. And the thing that's really cool is, you know, ASRock has all of these lines of products that you kind of know. Like, you know Tai Chi, you know Phantom Gaming, you know Challenger. Well, with the AIOs, it's the same thing. So, you know, if you're getting the Tai Chi, you're getting the highest level one, right? So to start out, they're doing their Tai Chi Aqua 360 millimeter based AIO. And the interesting thing about this one is that it has a built-in flow meter. Something you really haven't seen on an AIO before.
Yeah, usually you see these on custom builds, right? I don't know if I like it. I don't know if I'm a fan of it being in line like that, because it just like is kind of hanging there. Like, yeah. Build this into like the pump block somewhere or up by the radiator, but I don't like the brokenness of the line there. But I do like flow indicators. Just a little peace of mind.
Yeah, old man says pump built into the radiator. Yes, so it has dual. This one has dual pumps. So this one has two pumps. So there's one on this side, one on the other side. So they're both built into the radiators. This is kind of what it looks like. So if you wanted to see the, you know, you're going to see the liquid here in the flow meter, but there, you can also see it here. This is a see-through sort of block, but it will come with this little magnetic block that you can put on there that has a screen. So you're going to get both of those on this. This is what the screen looks like. As you can see, pretty sleek design with the fans as well that say Aqua on the side. This one is going to be right around $300. The radiator is thicker as well, 38 millimeters on the radiator. So pretty cool for the Tai Chi Aqua. Moving on, there's the Steel Legend 360 LCD. So this uses a more industrial fan. You can kind of see right here. This also has the screen on it. Again, just a little bit different design on this one, as you can see. And it has a built-in VRM fan. So if you pull this, these are all magnetic. So if you pull this block off, there's a VRM fan under here as well. So you're going to get some of that cooling there. Like that one's going to be around $150 for the 360. There's a Challenger 360 Digital, which is right here. Didn't get a picture of it with a digital display, but it's just digital. So it's not a screen. It's a digital display, which will show like either temperatures or pump and fan speeds on there. So that's going to be available in both white and black. 360 millimeter is going to be very affordable, $89.99. 240 is going to be $75. And then there's their Pro Series. So the Pro Series is going to look like this. This is the 240 that they were showing. It's going to be available in 360, both white and black versions. The pump block just, you know, has an RGB accent with the ASRock logo. That one is going to be $69.99 for the 360 and $59.99 for the 240. So very affordable for their AIOs. And then they had a couple concepts. The first concept is this one with a curved screen, but it curves like
both
straight and goes to the side. So this is their Tai Chi 360 Concept A. This also has like RGB that goes down all the fans, which is pretty cool. And they had this one. It's kind of, you watch the video to see this, but this is actually a hologram on like a spinning fan.
We've been seeing those in like the main show floor for years, and they've made their way now to PCs. And like, I don't know if you have the story for Razer coming up. Do you? Their AI. I don't remember if that was in show notes or not.
I don't believe we put that.
So they had like that AI like companion device or whatever. But yeah, these are kind of neat because you get that like animated logo or design that just looks like it's floating.
Yes.
So it's kind of neat.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool to see that they're definitely taking typically when like a brand enters the market, they have like one AIO, right? We're going to try this out. They put out an entire line, like an entire series. Yep. And again, what's great is because they have the motherboards and the graphics cards and the fans and even the power supplies, you can kind of match everything. So if you want a Challenger build or a Tai Chi build, you can do, or a Phantom Gaming build, you can match everything together, which is definitely nice there. So really, really like that from ASRock. Moving on to Be Quiet in their coolers. They finally put screens on their coolers, Ryan. So they have some new air coolers. They have their Dark Rock 6 and Dark Rock Pro 6. Here's the two. So Dark Rock 6, Dark Rock Pro 6. This one is a single tower, single fan. This one is a dual tower, dual fan. And then they have their Dark Rock Pro 6 IO LCD, which is going to have this LCD screen on it. So they're finally putting LCD screens on their coolers. Look quite good. They only had a demo running. The software is not 100% done on it yet. Probably see this around Computex time. But it's nice to see that. I think all the brands are going to that. And then also, they're finally putting a screen on an AIO. So for you, Ryan, they have the new Light Loop IO LCD. White and black versions. It's going to have that circular screen. And then you're going to get some accent lighting like there. Around, yeah. So yeah, it's going to work with their software as well. Pretty easy. They showed a demo with this one. Everything, you know, works great with their software. And then I saw these at Computex. Their Dark Perk, which is their gaming mouse. It's a lightweight gaming mouse, 55 grams, 8,000 hertz pulling rate. This is going to be coming out very soon. Price at right around 119. And yeah, so it's really light. It's wireless. They had it with the cable connected, but it's wireless. Yeah, so they had all of that there as well. So pretty cool stuff from Be Quiet. Not a ton, but they had some really, really nice products. And then also on the cooler side of things, Thermaltake had a cooler with the largest screen they've ever put on an AIO. So this is their ST360 Ultra 7-inch screen. And what's cool about it, you can see it's in a vertical orientation here as well as a horizontal. So it's just magnets. So you can put it one way or you could put it the other. Cool. If you wanted a vertical, you could do vertical. If you want a horizontal, you can do a horizontal. 7-inch display, black and white version, 360s to start. And this is going to be one of those ones where the connections come out from sort of the center, or not center, but so there's less cable mess in your system. Are you a fan of these? You've reviewed a couple of these.
Yes and no. It's like you've got to have a case that really supports it, or it can just be more of a pain. Okay. Some of them, though, like Liam Lee has a couple that are like that, where you can take that side piece off and kind of reroute the cables if you need to a little. Yeah. So I like that. I don't know if this is going to have that. Maybe those swivel there. I can't really tell from the picture, but
I believe they swivel. From what
in concept, I like it, right? Because it's cleaning things up. But I'd have to see.
Yeah. So that display, 1024 by 600. Q1 on these, expected price point of $179.99 on that one. So like everything's just getting better every year with like the AIOs, bigger screens, curved screens, OLEDs, things like that. Definitely like that.
Cable or fans that are, you know, already connected and, you know, cableless or connectionless, which is nice.
Yeah. So definitely like that. Then we move on to CPS PC cooler. Which of course is a new brand to us here. They had a handful of different air coolers as well as liquid coolers. So they have their DV360. This is going to be one of their flagship products, 6.67 inch curved OLED, just like we've seen. And their fans are actually quite nice. So the fans have like an RGB ring in the center, an RGB ring on the outside, and then they have the RGBs that actually illuminate the fan too. So it is like a pretty nice RGB array on that. So no word on pricing. Will be coming out in 2026. They also had an interesting one. So that was the DV360. They have the DV360 LT, which is the same cooler, except for instead of a screen, it's just like this curve. It's like a curved RGB element piece that just has some, you know, I guess a design on there. They had a couple other ones as well. This one over here has a smaller screen on it, an LCD screen on this one too. So they have like a whole line of coolers, which I definitely like for like all price points, all kind of designs. And then their air coolers, they had a big air cooler. This is their RZ820 display. This one has a 5-inch IPS display on the top of it, dual tower, dual fan, 120 millimeter fan in the front and a 140 in the center. But the one thing I like is this fan, the actual bracket or the actual like frame is as wide as the cooler is. So it doesn't look like it's smaller on the front. Like it happens on a lot of coolers. So it brings the symmetry back. You can see the display on the top there. So really, really like that. They had a couple other like dual tower, dual fan coolers. And then they had one on the end, which is super small. It's hard to tell how small it is. This one right here, this is their RZ620MX, designed as dual tower single fan. And the single fan actually pulls up from the center. And it's only 100mm fan. So that should give you an idea of the size. So if you're doing like a smaller form factor build, this would be sort of like the perfect thing.
Yeah, I like that.
You can see how it just pulls up from the center there so you can get everything installed. So a lot of these are actually already on Amazon. So check out the article. You'll be able to pick up, again, a handful of the air coolers as well as the liquid coolers already on Amazon, very aggressively priced as well. Some of the chat said 420mm coolers. We haven't, I didn't see that many brands with 420s this year just because we finally, with the Core Ultra series, as well as with the newer Ryzen processors, they've cooled them down, you know, a little bit. So they're not as hot. You don't need that as much. So we didn't really see that many 420s at all at CES. And then finally, as far as the cases go, they had this really nice case. This is their C7W700 curved glass on this. 360 in the side, bottom and top. And this is actually has an aluminum frame. So it's a really nice case. Like it's really, really a high-end case. You don't typically see the aluminum frame. So I really like that one. And then they had that server case, which is crazy big, either for server or AI. This is, what is this one called? This one is their SR700 supports up to 5 GPUs, 2 power supplies, and 30 fans.
It is huge. I do like the look of it, though. It's really neat.
In this case, you can do a 420 in the top and the bottom. 2 power supplies can be installed, 5 graphics cards. And again, it comes with these brackets, so you can do a ton of fans.
There's a 420 cooler right there, it looks like.
So this is a 420 cooler that they did have. This one is designed specifically for Intel Xeon processors or Threadripper style processors right there, or the EPYC processor. So anything that's not consumer, we did see some 420s for some brands. So definitely check out CPS PC Cooler. We're going to be getting some stuff in from them to review. So we'll see as far as performance goes, but everything they had looked quite nice. So definitely check out everything that they have there. Where are we at here? Okay.
Adata.
So we're moving on to memory. We didn't see a ton of memory at CES just because it's very scarce currently. But Adata had their XPG Nova Key. This is the first DDR5 module that has an infinity mirror on it. So Adata has always been one to like put out some pretty cool looking modules. This one has the infinity mirror, which looks really, really good. And again, you can see what the top looks like with the XPG logo. But and that's what the back of the module looks like. It would suck if you had a motherboard that like if these weren't designed the correct way. You know, and this is what shows instead of infinity mirror. I'd be pissed. Nice infinity mirror on that with the XPG logo. These are going to be available all the way up to 8,000 megahertz and 32 gig kits. So pretty excited to see that. It looked, like I said, looked quite good. And then Patriot had their Viper Extreme 5 Aurum. This stuff looks awesome. So this is what the kit's going to look like. Sort of like almost
like a rose gold.
No, but it's not rose gold. It's a gold. I think it's just the color of the image that I took.
Okay.
This will be sort of like their flagship DDR5 memory. They did show a DDR5 10,000 kit, so 10,000 megahertz kit. That was just a prototype. Super, super fast. By default, this will go up to 8,000 megahertz. You can get it in up to 64 gigabyte kits as well. And pretty tight timings, like 30, 32, and 38, depending on the kit that you get. So So yeah, that's what the top looks like with the Viper logo, and it's all closed off at the top. No RGB lighting on this. This is all about performance. So yeah, pretty cool to see that there as well. And then we will move on to Corsair. And for years, I have said, when is Corsair, you know, especially when Corsair bought Elgato and everything, I was like,
yes,
when are we going to see a keyboard that with has a Stream Deck in it? Yep. Well, we now have one. So this is the Galleon 100 SD, full-size keyboard, sort of, because instead of your number pad, you're getting, was it 12 Stream Deck keys, and then this screen, it's not a touch screen, but the screen allows you to use these dials to select what you're changing and things like that. Yeah. Like I said, it's a big keyboard.
The only thing I wish they would have done with this, and it's kind of like that, what's that Mountain, brand?
Yeah.
Is if you could move it from left to right, because this adds a couple inches to the right side of your keyboard, and now you're into like your mouse territory. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you could swap it over to the left side back and forth, I think would be cool, but it's a start.
It's definitely a start. I like it. Like I said, I think they should have done this for a long time. So it's good. You know, it's good that we're finally getting it. And this is only going to lead to better designs in the future. You know, maybe putting like a row of the keys along the top or something like that. You know what I mean? Instead of like your function keys, or just having the integration. It's a good start. It should have happened a long time ago. But yeah, I definitely like it. Old Man said the Mountain Everest Max. Yeah, that's the And if you guys didn't know, Mountain was bought by Be Quiet, so like their keyboards have those same type of functionality. If you guys didn't know, but yeah, that was pretty much what I saw at Corsair. They were mainly showing a lot of AI stuff and a lot of Elgato stuff. But for the keyboards, this is the one that I really liked. And then finally, Ultimate Productivity, which I'm a fan of. Dell had a 52-inch ultra sharp monitor. This is their 52-inch ultra sharp Thunderbolt hub monitor. It's a 6K display. It's Thunderbolt, so it can do power delivery. It has a built-in KVM. I mean, it's like these pictures. Awesome. These pictures don't do it justice. It's like a big desk. And again, you can, you know, this is the demo that they were showing showed like, you know, these, you know, if you're doing stocks or if you're an analyst or something like that, this would be the perfect display. Instead of having multiple displays, this gives you one big display. And the resolution is 6144 by 2560, 21.9 aspect ratio. It's also an IPS black panel, so it's going to look really, really good. Pixel density is 129 PPI. It looks like so nice. Like, it's just huge. I didn't get to spend a lot of time at Dell because I was running around. But another thing that didn't mention about Dell is they're bringing back the XPS line.
Yeah.
So they changed it. Remember, we talked about it on the podcast whenever they changed it.
It wasn't like, very long ago either.
And like, why would you get rid of your most recognizable power user type of thing? I did get some pictures of them. So here's some of the new XPS laptops. They look nice. You know, with the XPS logo. Like, yeah, it's good to see them bringing back. I got to see some Alienware stuff there as well. Again, the gallery's in the article. But yeah, pretty, like I said, pretty cool to see this display. I kind of want it. It's expensive too. So this
work.
Yeah, this display. So they're going to, what's also nice is that a lot of times you get a big display like that, you don't even want the stand, right? Because you're going to put it on an arm. So it's going to be $28.99 with the stand, but without the stand, it's $27.99. So you save $100, which that $100.
You're going to need at least $100 arm to hold that thing up.
Yeah. So yeah, pretty cool to see that as well. Yeah. Old Man said, look at the arm holding the monitor. That alone would be expensive. Yeah. You would have to get like a recommended arm for it. And I didn't mention too, this is like a little hub. So this is a type C mm-hmm. and I think two type A's down there as well. And again, this is not just Thunderbolt either. It's going to have your HDMI and DisplayPort if you wanted to run it that way. But again, the Thunderbolt gives you more flexibility as well. So yeah, that's pretty much everything from CES. There's so much more, and we have more articles on the site and everything if you want to check all of that out. Yeah, was there anything before we get into we're going to go over next week? Is there anything that you saw from the news of CES that maybe we didn't cover? Anything that you saw that you're like, that's awesome?
If you go to the Inwin article or page, there's a kind of like a NAS / small business home server case in the gallery. This so one? Yeah, I think so.
All right, I gotta bring it up.
The WS07 or the MS07, I think. So this is a micro ATX case, and so it's that behind that front panel, there's I think 5 or 6 3.5-inch bays. And then there's 2 2.5-inch bays vertical next to it, so you can fit quite a few drives in there. Some good cooling, good space, like size wise. So I've got that my home server in a Silverstone case that supports micro ATX as well. So I'm thinking like maybe I take a look at this case and move it over into this, and or at least you know try it out. So I really liked that. I thought that was cool. But yeah, I don't know. That Lightning card's cool. That ProArt card is cool. Without being there, there's so much stuff that, like,
yeah,
we went through a huge list here tonight, but you see so much more also that just, you just can't talk about it. Like Corsair had like their carbon fiber mouse, you know, I saw in the gallery, yeah, and just some of those other things that we just can't talk about every single one. So there's, it's amazing that all these companies can come out with so much stuff year after year, right?
Yeah. And that's a crazy thing. Like running around and trying to get all the coverage is literally insane. That's why, like, I'm sick. I barely got any sleep, trying to get everything up during the week. But yeah, there's so much. And like I said, obviously if you're not going on Think Computers, there's a ton of other sites that are covering it. And like, you know, I didn't even get to go see the TVs or get to go see anything else really the past week. So there's just so much coming out of CES. It is, for the United States, it's the biggest show of the year. And again, brands had so much stuff, like some brands, like, and even at Asus, like I covered like a quarter of what Asus had. Same thing with MSI. I covered a quarter of what they had. Well, I mean, and like same thing at like Gigabyte, like they had all of their laptops. Same thing with MSI, exactly. Same thing with Asus. Asus had these like AR, like these glasses. I didn't have time.
Like, I saw those.
You know what I mean? Somewhere else. So there was so much stuff.
These suites for like those big three that you just named, right? They have so much more than just massive. Their motherboards and their GPUs. I mean, they've got just rows of tables and walls of, yeah, all their laptop models, their monitors, their routers and storage and peripherals. I mean,
Asus had a Wi-Fi 8 router, or Wi-Fi 8, I think. Yeah, probably router. I don't even know, because I was like, he was like, gonna explain. I was like, hey, I don't have time. You got to show me this and this, because this is what we want to cover. It was just, it was a crazy week. Asus was definitely the busiest booth. And yeah, I'm tired. So that kind of explains that. You come back from CES, you're just like, I'm tired. But it was great. It was great to see everybody too. I think that's the best thing about going to CES, is like seeing all your friends. I hung out with Andy from eTechnics a lot. Got to see, you know, Ellie and John from Liquid House, all the modders, John Tech, like so many people. Got to see old friends. Yeah, it's just a great, just a great week. So old man in the chat, as always, is giving us our deals on keyboards. EPO Maker P65 QMK via wireless aluminum gaming keyboard.
I don't need them, but I'm looking.
And then he has the Hex Gears X2 TKL is $17.99, and it's mechanical. That's crazy.
And wireless mechanical. Yeah. Like,
yeah. So check those out. Shout out to Old Man for that. As far as what we have coming up next week, Ryan will be taking a look at a brand new AIO in one of the first NZXT products we've taken a look at in a long time. So this is the NZXT Kraken Core 360 RGB. This seems to be very affordable, $119.99. Mm-hmm. 360, no screen or anything like that. So Ryan will be taking a look at that. And then I will be taking a look at the Asus Jelly 75, which I've been using for like almost a month now. So it's right here. I have it. But this is, you know,
sounds
you
think heavy.
It is heavy.
You like set it down and it was like,
boom. Yeah, yeah. So you think of Asus and you think of like ROG gaming keyboard, but this is their more like lifestyle keyboard, but it's not like cheap lifestyle. Like this mm-hmm. is gasket mounted keyboard, mechanical key switches. Like,
which colorway do you have? Do you have that left one?
I have this one right here.
The left one reminds me of the other clear one that you have that's like some of the graffiti.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so pretty excited to tell you guys about that. If you, again, you don't like, if you're looking for like a more lifestyle type keyboard, or like if you're looking at a custom or like semi-custom mechanical keyboards that look cool on the desk, like you don't typically think of Asus. You think of like Asus as like gaming, but this is a pretty cool keyboard. So I'll be have that for you guys next week as well. Also wanted to talk really, I know we're like an hour and a half in here. So Lexar had this event at CES, and they announced that they're one of the sponsors for, I can't tell, I don't know nothing about soccer. They're actually in the back of this
World Cup.
They're one of the teams, AFA. It's on the back of this.
Oh, what, Argentina's,
yeah, Argentina, team. Right? Mm-hmm. So they had some of the previous Argentina, maybe even some of the current, I don't know, cause I don't follow soccer. They were like getting like paparazzi. So I assume they're like pretty, anyways, they had them at this event and they were interviewing them, but they were interviewing them in Spanish. Uh-huh. Obviously I can't speak Spanish, but I had my Meta glasses. So I put on my Meta glasses and I say, you know, hey Meta, start translating. And it worked quite well. I was really impressed.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I could, you know, and it picked up like their voice. There was like, you know, it was a big event. There's a lot of people there, but it was pretty cool. So yeah, and we did some behind the scenes stuff with the Meta glasses at the show. If you guys follow us on social media, you would have seen some of that too. We'll be using those a lot more throughout the year too. So definitely stay tuned for that. Anything else?
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Tech related that you wanted to talk about before we
No, I was sad I couldn't be there.
It
just didn't
it wasn't as I did Computex, which was back in June. I did that by myself because Ryan doesn't like to be on planes for that long. And I did that one by myself, so I knew I could do CES by myself.
Yeah.
It's always better just to have, and like it's the only time of year we're hanging out on the podcast every week, but it's like typically the only time I get to see Ryan throughout the year right. in person. So missed having Ryan there, definitely would have helped out. And there's always something funny that happens with Ryan every year.
So
definitely missed that. We hope be able to make it next year at CES and make things a lot easier, and we'll have a lot more going on. But yeah, definitely was a fun show. I love, like I said, if CES could happen like five times a year, it'd be amazing. But then there'd be like one new product per brand.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, are we gaming or what are we doing?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We're in a game. So we're going to jump over to Twitch. If you want to keep on hanging out, that's twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. Sorry for running long. There's just, and that wasn't even everything we covered at CES. So really quick before we go, we do have a full CES page. So if you're on the website, it's just right at the top. It's just CES 2026 or thinkcomputers.org/CES2026. The page is here. It has all the articles. It has everything there. And all the videos are within the articles as well. So we're going to jump over to Twitch. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. And we will see everybody next week.